Good morning, wake up.
Happy Monday.
Back to work, everyone.
Good morning.
Get back to work.
Don't be so grouchy.
Somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
I'm not grouchy. I just need my coffee.
Everyone,
it's showtime. Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
There we go, 601, 64 degrees. We're all back in our places with Bright Smiley Faces. Good morning to you. Is that right? No?
We're all tired, but we're here.
Dude, I'm ready. Feel good. Good week off. I hope everybody had a good 4th of July. You had a good time off?
I did. I went fishing with Captain Joel from Fish Heads Thursday.
Nice guy.
Walleye fishing. Yeah. I hit our limit in like 3 hours.
Yes, I saw the photos. You put a video. There's a video up on our Facebook page, too. That was cool.
It was amazing.
Did you wear a patch or anything so you didn't get seasick?
No, I don't have issues with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do.
Really?
Yeah, the Navy guy. Never. Yeah, we always wore that patch behind the ear, so... Did you bring the fish in for all of us, or did you eat it all?
I haven't eaten it all yet. I just asked Ryan if he wanted some, and I have some fillets. I have literally this giant 5-gallon Ziploc bag just filled with fillets.
Oh, so you give the producer some.
We didn't even talk about...
He's in there doing a fish dance. Were you fish dancing to me? Not cool, man. Not cool, bro. No, we'll get some fish.
You had barbecue. You were sending me pictures of barbecue for like a whole week.
Like one photo. Maybe you stared at it for a whole week. But no, I sent you one photo. Anyone who knows barbecue, Central Barbecue in Memphis is like top five, kind of one of those things. It was like barbecue nirvana. Had to go. I ran out front, took pictures of the sign. Completely foodied, man. I'm taking pictures of them while they're preparing the food. Lisa's going to be like, jeez, just ordered the barbecue and sit down, fat boy.
I can. I must take pictures and share them with my friends.
See what's in our first break box.
Got this, we know that. Okay, what do we got?
It is Foreigner with the 21st Century Symphony Orchestra and Chorus CD. It's all of the big hits like I Want to Know What Love Is, Cold as Ice, Waiting for a Girl Like You, Jukebox Hero. It is, I've listened to this CD probably 55 times in the car. It is so good.
It is very cool. They're going to be here Sunday as well out of Pine Knob. So this is for the CD, though, just for the CD. 248-398-WCSX. Take caller number.
31.
We're 31 years old here at the radio station. So what's coming up in sports?
Tigers' bats went quiet against the Rangers in the finale, and there's some big-time all-star snubs.
And we got to talk about your dog next.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
743 and apply today.
CSX Big Jim's House 611. Here's Aaron V with sports.
And it's brought to you by Tim Hortons. Hungry? Hoagie. As in, head over to Tim Hortons and grab one of their new made-to-order hoagies just for $3.29. Price and participation may vary. Detroit Tigers hitters flailed helplessly, and the Texas Rangers shut out the Tigers 3-0 yesterday at Comerica to split the four-game set. Tigers are on the road for the next six games before the All-Star break. They're going to open a three-game series at Tropicana Field against the Tampa Bay Rays tonight, 7:10 first pitch. It'll be lefty Francisco Liriana against righty Chris Archer from the Rays.
Fulmer looked good yesterday.
He did.
Especially if you're going to trade him and get some players.
You heard who's interested.
Debbie down the street. I heard. That's what I heard. No, I didn't hear who's interested in Fulmer.
Dodgers.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They still play baseball out there?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Hater. Just because you're a Padres fan. Not just saying. All-star snubs for the Tigers as well. Nick Castellanos didn't make the squad. The outfielder. Listen to this. This is what's upsetting about the all-star stuff. Sorry, yes. I'm pointing at you again because I'm Italian and I talk with my hands.
I feel guilty about the all-star game.
I know. He's batting 301, 15 home runs, 55 RBI. Houston outfielder George Springer is batting a 249 with 15 homers and 43 RBI. He makes the cut. Nick gets snubbed. So,
it's a fan vote, though. I mean, it's a fan
garbage.
Vote. Who knows who, be totally honest, outside of Detroit, who knows who Nick Castellanos is? A normal fan does not know. They know Springer because they saw him in the World Series last year, right?
True.
I mean, it's just, it's always been a popularity contest. Doesn't mean he won't get in, though. He maybe get in as a reserve.
Yeah, but it's like.
I would think he'd be a reserve.
It's like all these people voting that don't even go to the All-Star game. It's like they need to really work on this.
Dude, when I was a kid, I used to get the big stack of ones, the Gillette ones.
Yeah.
And sit there at a baseball game and just slam as many of them as I possibly could for whoever I wanted. I didn't care about their stats.
Joe Jimenez is the Tigers' lone representative. Also, Detroit Pistons addressed their front court. They signed Zaza Pachulia to a one-year, $2.4 million contract. You may know the name. Spent the last two seasons with the Warriors, won two NBA championships.
Yeah, they saved some money, too. It was a good move by them.
It was. Yeah. And FIFA resumes tomorrow with semifinal games. It's basically like watching the EuroLeague when you think about it. Because you have France and Belgium tomorrow, and then Croatia and England on Wednesday.
I know I bet you France over Belgium, but I'm kind of leaning towards Belgium. Nothing about what's on the pitch. I just like that their fans are dressed up as French fries. That's awesome. There are French fry fans in the stands there. Seriously, if you look them up, they, I don't know, what do they call them, frites or whatever, in Belgium? I'm not joking.
No, seriously.
Belgian soccer French fry fans.
It was all over Twitter.
They are dressed up like French fries. How can you not root for the French fry team?
I thought they'd be dressed up as waffles.
Is there we could have a whole discussion about that. We need to get a winner for our first break box. She's been patiently holding on. Stephanie, hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. So, congratulations.
You won yourself the Foreigner CD.
Fantastic.
And what you doing this morning? Yes. Getting ready for work? What's going on?
You know what? I've been up since 4 o'clock.
Doing what?
Cleaning.
Wait a minute. You're up at 4 o'clock in the morning cleaning the house?
Yeah, just cleaning.
My wife is getting our 21-year-old son up today who's off work because we were gone for a week. We came back and the house wasn't exactly what you would call sanitary. So she's going to make him get up today and clean the house.
Great.
It's killing her not to clean the house, man. It's killing her. All right. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for listening in the morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So we walk through the door. There's trash overflowing from the trash can.
Well done, son.
Yeah. And then he gave the "I thought I did a good job" line with moms. Come on, man. No, it never works. CSX Big Jim's House, 621. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Don't forget Journey on the 30s. Pretty simple. We'll play a Journey song right around 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. When you hear it, you get a pair of tickets for
Journey,
Def Leppard, and the Pretenders. You know, it's such a big show with Journey and Def Leppard. We forget the Pretenders are opening for both of them as well at Comerica on Friday. Holy crap.
I know. That's going to be an amazing show.
So Journey on the 30s every day, every morning this week, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. It's pretty simple. When you hear the Journey song, all you got to do is be call number 30 and you get tickets for the show. So Friday, Detroit Riverside Marina. Just sad. I mean, to watch it burn the way it did.
The SS St. Clair.
Yeah. One of the two Boblo boats. We've got video of that. You can see it as well. And then we also got into a whole discussion. Ryan and I were talking about it yesterday, and I know you and I have talked about it before. What does Boblo look like now? Boblo Island itself, we've got video of that. Some people went out there about a year ago with MLive. If you want to see it, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. Of course, the keyword would be
Boblo.
Yeah. Here's yesterday. It's Dr. Ron Cattu, I think is his name, Cattu, talking about with Channel 4.
Yeah, she's 110 years old, but she's well-built, and she survived. We were at the point in the restoration to where she was a steel skeletal structure ready to be rebuilt.
The welder was working on a beam that connects to the smokestack when a spark fell to the second deck.
He's probably more devastated than anybody. Nobody should be mad at him. I mean, it was a mistake.
The owners say the boat was only insured if it sank or if the hull was significantly damaged.
We lost a significant portion of 110-year-old wood that we can't replace. But we're not going to ask an insurance company to replace that because it wasn't insured. Ooh. So there really isn't much to gain from insurance at this point. I need help. I mean, clearly financial, but are people willing to donate wood, steel, paint?
Okay. All right. So that's where we're at with it now. Just curious about something.
Yeah.
Ryan, is that the guy we're trying to get hold of later on this morning? Ron, yeah, we're trying to get hold of him. He's been playing phone tag with him all weekend. Maybe this was the appropriate Viking funeral and we're done. They've been trying for years to get the St. Clair done. The other Boblo boat went off and it's over in Niagara Falls now. They remember they redid it and someone bought it and redid it. This boat has been kicking around all over the place for years. Someone trying to, different owners and people trying to restore it. And then there was the thing about what, they were going to go to Monroe or something and work on it downriver for a while.
These guys were going to turn it into like a dockside attraction and then haunted house.
Oh, seriously? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, it's sad to see because it's so much, so many memories in the Motor City for so many people. And it's such an important part of a lot of people's lives growing up here. I mean, a lot of people, Boblo was what you did during the summer. You went to Boblo Island. That's what you did. You got on that boat and you went to Boblo.
That was our school field trip.
To Boblo?
Yeah, like the end of the year thing. Yeah. The whole school would go and they had the DJ on the boat and you'd do all the dancing and stuff and... I'm serious.
I know. I mean, you hear about, there were more people sharing about their, how their bands, it was such a big deal if they could get a gig playing on the Boblo boat. That was a big deal for them. So we get it, but I'm just wondering, are we done? I mean, there's nothing left. You can see it again. I see people texting in like crazy. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
Boblo.
Also, so again, and the other thought is maybe we are done with this one. I don't know. Although we're Detroit, we tend to rebuild things, don't we? Ooh, this is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
You're hedging a little bit.
Well, it's like it's nostalgia and stuff, but it's kind of like there's no more theme park to go to, so what's the point? What are you going to do with the boat? You're just going to let it sit there and have a haunted house?
Yeah. 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 I'm happy the other one is actually still being used. Maybe not here, but over at Niagara Falls and Buffalo in that area. But I don't know. What you guys think?
You guys know that I had a blast at the Styx Joan Jett concert that you guys gave me tickets to. It was my first concert ever.
Wait a minute. That was your first concert ever?
First concert ever.
That is fantastic. Now, what's your name?
James from Clinton Township.
All right, James, man. Well, that's good to know, man. Thank you. Because our one-year anniversary for the show is Wednesday, man. So we wanted to give you guys the anniversary present.
Okay. Yeah, I had great seats, man. I had a blast.
Awesome, dude. Well, that's fantastic. Thanks for listening every morning, too. It's nice to know you're out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Every morning.
All right.
Have a good one.
There he goes. How cool is that? Who knew? Your first... We took James. We captured his concert virginity. Is that a thing? He's no longer a concert virgin. Sorry, James, if we're positioning this wrong for you this morning.
A little awkward, but it's okay.
A little awkward. Strangely appropriate. We took James concert virgin. See, yeah, I don't know how to put this on the air. But anyways, that was his first show.
That's awesome.
Your first concert was?
Cyndi Lauper and the Romantics.
I remember this, yeah. Did you wear it? I never asked you this before. Did you rock the Cyndi Lauper gear too?
Of course I did.
Of course
I was obsessed with her. I had like all the little bangle bracelets and the weird skirts. And
Oh my God, man. See, Ryan, you're young. Just so you know, when girls would dress up like that in high school, you could hear them coming like 8 miles away. Right? Yeah. You guys had like 18,000 pounds of gear on.
And the jelly shoes that would squeak when you walked.
Ugh.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Yeah, between that and I dated a girl named Candy Delano who was into Hello Kitty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My dad would not allow that woman in my house. Oh, my God. Like, you're out. You're out, man.
Well, that's so, when they had the Sanrio sticker stores where you could go and get all the Hello Kitty stickers and lunchboxes.
She was into Cyndi Lauper, too. So, Cyndi Lauper for you. Now, the reason I wanted to mention this was the first concert thing is because I always love our producer, Ryan. He's bouncing in his chair. He's so excited about this. This is still one of those memories for you you'll have for your entire life.
Yeah, it was awesome. I can still see it perfectly. You, 13 years old at the Palace, and it was Kid Rock, but we were like 3 rows from the stage, super close, and in front of me was Jenna Jameson dancing in a cage.
Kind of raises the bar a little bit, doesn't it?
Couldn't tell you one song he sang.
That's, I love it. It's like, so what was the show about, Jenna Jameson? Anything else? Not really. Did you get a nod from her at least? No. You didn't get a nod from her? You got to give her a nod. Like, what's up? You're going to be in my dreams for the next 40 years. What's up? CSX, Big Jim's House, just 4-7 o'clock. Don't forget, Journey on the 30, every hour at 30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Pair of tickets to see
Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders at Comerica Park this Friday. And you'll be qualified to win the grand prize, which is better seats, dinner for two at the Elwood, and free parking, so you don't have to deal with all the parking drama.
So, it's simple. At 7:30 this morning, we'll play a Journey song. Right around there, when you hear it, just call in. Boom, if you call number 30, you win the tickets. We'll do that every day this week, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Journey on the 30s. You did some road tripping this weekend. You when we were off, you went to Cedar Point, right?
Went to Cedar Point Monday. I went charter fishing Thursday.
Driving around, though?
I was busy.
You ever have a moment like when you're on vacation, you're like, what the hell was that? You know, like you see weird things when you're on the road, or like we had a drive back. We went to Memphis for the week to go see some friends. And on the way back, they rerouted us towards Chicago. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number, by the way. And there was this billboard for some fireworks place, Crazy Carl's. That's the scariest billboard I've ever seen in my life. That dude's insane looking. Yeah, these huge fireworks places, but
that's
the billboard.
That's why he's crazy.
I know, but I kept seeing the billboards like, you're scaring me and I'm not going to stop. I accelerated through Indiana just to get past Crazy Carl's billboards. Those are horrifying, man. Anyone knows what I'm talking about. But I had to share a story. On the way down, we took 75. So we stop in Ohio at a rest area. So we get there. go to the men's room, come walk and go to wash my hands, and then I turn around to go to the hair dryer, or, you know, the hand dryer thing, right?
Yeah.
Here's a guy, he's an older gentleman, he's got his suspenders on and his jeans, no belt, and he's got the front of it, of his jeans, pulled forward, like open, and he's got the hand dryer blowing down into his pants.
So he was...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I'm in there with Adam, my 14-year-old, so I was like, we're not drying our hands this time. We just kind of moved on out.
That's when you just wipe it on your pants and do the quick exit out of the bathroom.
Oh, that's when we did, like, exit stage right. I don't know. Kathy's like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Maybe you're sweaty.
Not the hand dryer. You don't use the hand dryer for that.
I don't know. Here. At Cedar Point on Monday, my underpants were soaked from the water ride, so that's what I did.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You just like hold it open and just dry yourself off like that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
You don't want to get chub rub on your legs. That's like the most uncomfortable thing ever.
In case you're wondering, Aaron's middle name is TMI. I didn't mind the guy doing that, but when he was looking at me, went, that was way too much. Okay. CSX, Big Jim's House, Def Leppard there. Don't forget, Journey on the 30, Def Leppard, Journey, and the Pretenders at Comerica Friday. When you hear a Journey song at 30 after, you be calling number 30, and you'll win tickets for the show Friday. So, we've talked about this before, but we've teamed up with somebody who's going to take this to the next level, and we want you to be part of this. Thank you. Employment after deployment. I served, your family, all over your family served in the military.
Yeah, Navy, Marines, you name it.
But we all know, and you were telling the story, I want to talk about your brother, right?
John, from the Marines, when he was in the Marines.
When you come back, everyone just assumes you just magically get a job. It doesn't work like that. So we want to help. It's called Employment After Deployment. We want to help the men and women who've served our country find work when they come home. Now, we'll text you all the information. The keyword, of course, is...
Vet.
But we've teamed up with somebody very cool.
Yes, Champion Employment Group. They're going to help us place veterans in the Metro Detroit area into jobs for which they're qualified. They're they specialize in putting veterans in jobs.
It's a perfect fit. This is a perfect fit for this. I'm so glad that you told us about them, Aaron, and pointed us in the right direction. And they were like, we're in. What do we got to do? So... what you need to do is just go to WCSX.com. It's right there on the front page again, or we'll text you. The info is...
Vet, V-E-T.
And then you'll fill out that. Once a week, we'll feature our veteran just like you on the air and do our best to match you up with employers all over the Detroit area through our friends with Champion Employment Group. This is cool. But your brother, though, when he got back, how long did it take him to find a job?
Like 6 months.
I remember I was in for 9 years. I don't remember any job placement when I got out. I don't think... I mean, they help you, but it's still... with all the jobs that are popping up here in Detroit right now, you would think it would be easier. You know?
It's not, though. You have to think about this. A lot of people, when they go in, like you were on a sub in the Navy, right?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
When you come back, there's not a lot of submarine jobs.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Really not.
Like, and the same thing with my brother. He was in the Marines and he was in infantry. So it's kind of like, what are you going to shoot people up?
Yeah, I mean, it's taking your skill sets from the service and putting you in jobs, and Champion Employment Group do this. Now, if you or someone you know is a veteran, again, just text us. We'll make it really simple to get started. 248-398-WCSX, the keyword being...
vet.
Employment after deployment. Employment after deployment. And thanks again to Champion Employment Group. Great find, Aaron. These people are awesome, man.
They are amazing.
Okay, so again, 248-398-WCSX. You can text us. The keyword for that is
vet.
And you'll also find we put a link up on our Big Jim's House Facebook page as well.
It's always easy to reach Big
CSX, Big Jim's House, 718. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Great to be back. 65 degrees right now. Maybe some rain later on tonight. Cold front comes through. Coming up about 10 minutes, we will have Journey on the 30, in case you haven't heard. Whenever you hear a Journey song this morning at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, you get tickets to go see...
Journey, Def Leppard, and The Pretenders.
On Friday at Comerica Park. Of course, we will be there for that one. So, Journey on the 30 every day this week at the 30. So now you know what to do in about 10 minutes here. I was thinking about this because this lady in Australia, would you ever get a tattoo for a contest?
No.
Okay, she... won free KFC chicken for a year after getting a KFC tattoo on her foot.
Oh, at least it was on her foot. You can put a sock over it.
She said, that's a good point. She said, if that doesn't show dedication and love for KFC, then I don't know what is. She's entitled to $100 worth of free KFC product a week for a year.
$100 worth of chicken.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of chicken.
That's a lot of chicken. Could you live a whole week? I guess I'm trying to figure this out. Could you go a whole, well, yeah, the $5 meal, I guess you could go a whole week of eating nothing but KFC.
Well, they have lots of options now, too, besides just the buckets of chicken.
Have you ever gone, Elvis, and eaten the same thing repeatedly for every meal?
I went on a McChicken kick for a while.
So how many, like, was that every meal, though? I'm talking
Yeah,
like,
lunch and dinner every day I had a McChicken.
For how long?
Like a week and a half.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No. Wow. I'm trying to think when I was young.
$1.
When I was young and broke, I wound up eating macaroni and cheese. I think I ate that for like dinner for about 2 weeks every night. That was my gourmet meal. There's really not much you can do to it.
We get ramen noodles too when you're poor are always a go-to.
Roni slams? Yeah. Yeah.
You can get creative and start adding things to it.
I remember Friday nights was always gourmet night in my house when I would add a hot dog to the mac and cheese.
That's what I'm thinking, you know.
Top shelf it a little bit there. Yeah. Okay. So KFC, $100 a week for, so $100 a week for a year. What, yes or no? Ryan? Producer Ryan says he'd do it. You, on your foot.
On my foot? Not KFC.
It'd be McDonald's.
It would be McDonald's for me. I'd put the Golden Arches on my foot.
What if it was one of those like Mexican restaurants downtown in Mexican town, the really long name, like Zappa Zappa, and it wrapped all the way around your foot three times? If I get some of the tamales, I'm in. Are you hungry now?
Yes, thank you.
Sorry about that. Yeah. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron B., producer Ryan, at 737, 65 degrees. So last night on History Channel, a little bit of history made. So again, Travis Pastrana, if you don't know him, he invented the Pastrana sandwich. Wonderful guy. Kind of, where would you put Travis Pastrana as stuntman? He's really a stunt guy. He was a racer first, right? I mean, you know, doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, he raced motorcycles.
And then he was doing the rally stuff for a while and all that. But he decided to reenact not one, not two, but three of Evel Knievel's jumps in one night last night in Vegas. Pretty amazing. Now, we have all the video. Are all three up there, Ryan? Okay, all the videos are up there if you want to see them. And, of course, the one that Evel Knievel whiffed on Caesars, we will send it to you. Of course, the keyword is...
jump.
Yeah.
That was the one, 52 cars, 16 buses, and a fountain.
Crazy. Separately, not all at once. Yeah. That'd be impressive if you did them all. But the fountain one, well, here's, you know, you can hear them. And he nailed it. He landed it. It's a little bit different. I was telling you in the studio, I always laugh. By the way, 248-398-WCSX. Did you pretend to be Evel Knievel when you were a kid? And who did you jump? Because there was always one kid on the bottom that never got to ride the bicycle. He was the person being jumped. He was the bus, basically. Stuart Kleppe in my neighborhood. Poor Stuart. I still remember his full name. Stuart Kleppe was never Evel Knievel. He was always the bus.
His name was Stuart Kleppe. That's why.
Oh, come on. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Were you the Evel Knievel or were you one of the buses? With your brothers, I'd imagine you were the bus.
It depends.
They let you jump?
When I hung out with my cousins, I got to jump because we had a Stuart Kleppe in our neighborhood, too.
And they were the bus.
Yes.
There's always a bus. There's always one per here comes Aaron.
But it wasn't bicycles.
Oh, wait a minute. So who did you Stuart Kleppe then? Who'd you bus?
It was big wheels.
That's true. Those things never flew. You were just running over someone, weren't you?
We made ramps and it failed epically.
You just ran over people. That's all it was. You never caught air in a big wheel. You could tilt them over, but that was it. It is the damnedest thing. All these years later, there has never been, in my mind, anyone cooler than Evel Knievel. He was just the coolest dude in the world. You're saying your dad. My dad. ABC Wild World of Sports when Evel Knievel was on. Are you kidding me?
Yep, my dad would be in front of the TV like, oh, what's he up to now?
Our whole house stopped. I remember watching the London one when he bounced, and I think it was Frank Gifford wearing a dickie at the time with his sports coat talking to him, and Evel got up and was like, had a collapsed lung, but you'd never know. He's like, you can hear him going, get me up. And then, of course, Caesars, I was little when that happened.
Well, he annihilated himself on that one.
Isn't that the one, every bone in his body? Remember, that's always he broke every bone in his body?
I think it was pretty close to that. I know he was in bad shape for a while after
who,
that.
Who played him in the movie? Do you remember?
No.
George Hamilton.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Maybe it was a TV movie, but 248-398-WCSX. Again, if you want to see Travis Pastrana's jumps, they're awesome. I was saying, like, because the ramp's up so high, that's what, oh, that's easier now. Because that's the thing that's holding you back from jumping Caesar's Palace water fountain on a motorcycle, is the height of the ramp. But it's definitely different when we're doing that. But here's your question. As a kid, you were either the Evel Knievel or you were the bus.
Stuart Kleppy.
You were Stuart Kleppy. Feel bad about that. See, Pastrana made it. Stuart Kleppy still has tracks on his back. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 751, 65 degrees. We're talking about Travis Pastrana last night doing three Evel Knievel jumps last night. Pretty damn cool. If you want to see him, we'll text him to you. Of course, 248-398-WCSX, the same number you call. The keyword is
jump.
And here's Aaron. Jumping her cousins on a big wheel back in the day in Mount Clemens. There she goes.
It was an Indian Scout, by the way, that he used.
Was it? Jump. We were talking about that, yeah.
At FTR 750. We were talking about the weight of motorcycles, so that thing was tricked out.
See, and that's one of the things. I just heard somebody going, that's the only reason I wouldn't do it. And like that, and the fact that it's a ramp and you're airborne on a motorcycle. But still, didn't he jump on an AMF back in the day? It was a Harley Davidson, like AMF.
It was very, right? It was custom. It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we were talking about this in the studio. In life, you were either the Evel Knievel or you were the bus. You were the kid. We all jumped somebody when we all wanted to be Evel Knievel. So you were either on your bike, your big wheel, whatever it was, and you jumped somebody. Or you were the kid who always had to lay down there and be the bus on the end of the ramp. Stuart Kleppy in my world. I don't think Kleppy ever jumped once. Seriously, I just think that
he was that kid.
He was a nice kid, great guy, but he was always, Kleppy was the one that we made lay down and we would jump over him. You were jumping your cousins with a big wheel?
We had set up like a stupid ramp that epically failed, but we tried.
Oh, we all did, with plywood and then the cinder blocks, and then it would buckle in the middle. And
exactly.
And then the cinder blocks would shoot out and it would have like, wham, and hit the person. You never wanted to be the first bus. You wanted to be in the middle, believe it or not. First bus got hit with the ramp when it would fall apart. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Were you Evel Knievel or were you the bus? Doc in Clarkston, go ahead, man.
I remember jumping 10 garbage cans with a 10-speed bicycle when I was young.
How did that end?
A major get-off. I was trash.
Oops.
One more. Tim in Detroit, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today?
So were you Evel Knievel or were you the bus?
I was Evel Knievel. I hit the bus.
Oops.
So what happened?
I was always trying to take my bike and jump ramps, and we would set big wheels and line them up and try to jump them, and always end up failing every time.
But it never stopped you?
Never stopped me. We went back for more and more. What's ironic about it is I'm at a campground right now in Belleville, and there was kids out here last night trying to jump logs over a campfire.
I love it. We're all Evel Knievels, man. 100 years from now, it'll still be Evel Knievels, the coolest dude in the world. All right, Tim.
Yes, man. Thank you, you guys. You guys have an awesome week. Bye-bye.
There he goes. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. I had a Montgomery Ward 10-speed bike to deliver papers on. My dad bought me it. Right?
Montgomery Ward.
Remember that? Yeah. Powder blue. So my dad goes, no jumping, because we used to BMX bike everywhere. So one day he's coming home from work, and they were building these apartments where they level off, and then they drop down.
Oh, no.
All he sees is some fat Irish kid with a big head airborne on a 10-speed. And that was the one time I jumped. It snapped the front forks and went over the head. Oh, it was bad. Yeah. All right, here we go. Playing for some VIP seats out of Jimmy John's on Saturday with us.
In the Cabana Suite.
Yeah. Living large. We got our players on the phone. Everybody ready to go for Battle of the Burbs?
Ready.
All right, here's how it's... Here's. I know, that was very muffled. That was...
Are you in Thailand in a cave? Where are you calling us from? All right, here we go.
Rescue me.
All right, Jeremy, you're representing Downriver today. Carrie, the west side. Tracy, the east side. Jeremy, if you know the answer, you will yell out down. Carrie, if you know the answer, you will yell out west. Tracy, you will yell out east. Do not answer until Ryan calls on you, and make sure you're loud, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question number one. All right. Question number one.
The title sponsor.
Travis Pastrana completed three motorcycle jumps last night that were made famous by this stuntman.
West.
Yeah. West.
West.
East. Evel Knievel. Evel Knievel. Carrie, west side on the board.
Woo!
There you go. Wow. Okay. Question number two. The group may not reunite, but Robert Plant says a musical is in the works for this former band.
East.
East. Tracy, who is it?
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. or Chilliwack for all you 80 fans. Final fan. Gay question. Hi. Sorry, I'm all flustered. Okay, go ahead.
Question number three. This tennis tournament is currently taking place in London.
West.
West for the win.
Wimbledon.
No, it is Wimbledon. No T.
Congratulations, Westside, but there's no T in win either. Woo! Good job, Carrie. Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday night. We'll be out there at Jimmy John's Field, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Great job, Carrie. Tracy and Jeremy, thanks for playing.
Thank you, guys.
Way to go, Westside.
Yeah.
All right. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Hey, it's Big Jim here. Remember when you'd go on vacation and you'd wonder if you set the VCR to record that one show you really wanted to watch because you had, like, what, 6 hours if you put it on ELP? And then it was the DVR. And you're like, man, okay, I better make sure I got everything prioritized and stacked properly so you record only the shows you really want to watch. Well, we went on a road trip last week, and you know what I had to do to get my Xfinity Cloud DVR set properly? Nothing. I knew I had plenty of room for all my shows. And just to make sure, I busted out my mobile app when we were down in Memphis and checked all the racing to record, all the different races. Fantastic. Everything was perfect when I got home on Saturday. It's fantastic. Xfinity just works. Here's a good example. My wife wanted to watch a show while we were driving down to Memphis. She pulled up the app, accessed it on her tablet. Bam. Just like that. Xfinity is a game changer. And you think about where we've come from and where we are now. Just take a moment and check it out. The Cloud DVR, just another example why my entire family loves Xfinity. And we know that you will too. Get started. Call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. CSX, Big Jim's House, 823. Don't forget Journey on the 30. Your shot at Journey tickets coming up real quick. Just listen for a song by, oh, I don't know, Journey. Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders Friday at Comerica Park. Going to be a great show. Now,
I thought we would play the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Moving forward.
I like how you just breezed by that.
Sorry, did you say something?
Nothing.
No. So, synergy is an overused word, I think. People use it all the time. But really, what happened from something you saw and told us about, and then this whole pairing, we're talking about employment after deployment. You've heard us talk about this before. We want to help the men and women right here in the Motor City who serve our country find work when they come home. So the first step is to find out who you are, the veteran, or someone you know is a veteran. Text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
Vet.
Employment after deployment. It's our way of saying thank you and helping you out as well. But then you point out to us this Champion Employment Group, and they are awesome.
Yes, they specialize in placing veterans in jobs. Maybe you served a while ago and you're having trouble finding work. Maybe you just came home. But they specialize in pairing any veteran with employment. That's what they do.
They're awesome. And so this is perfect. This is one. Well, that's what I mean by synergy. We're talking about this. So Champion Employment Group is going to help us help you and find jobs for the men and women who served our country right here in the Motor City. Again, if you know someone, you want to get them the information, maybe it's you or a family member, a friend, I would get this out, put it on your Facebook page as well. We will text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
Vet.
Fantastic. Thank you so much to our friends at Champion Employment Group as well. You can go to championeg.com, I think, is their website.
But their Facebook page, they constantly post jobs right on their Facebook page. It's Champion Employment Group, so you can surf through them on there. Or, like you mentioned, just go to our website. There's a big banner right there. Yeah. You can log on, tell us about yourself, tell us about your skills, and then every week we're going to feature a vet.
And we're working with our friends at Champion Employment Group. We're going to get some people working right here in the Motor City. Again, text us, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
Vet.
Employment after deployment. Thanks again, Champion Employment Group, for being part of this. It's Big Jim's House, CSX with Jimmy.
All right!
Who do we have on the phone?
My name is Brian.
Brian, where are you calling from today?
Chesterfield, Michigan.
What you doing out there in Chesterfield?
Yeah, see, I'm working, sneaking the calling on you.
Wow. All right, well, you are caller number...
30. You're going to see Journey, Def Leppard, yes, and the Pretenders at Comerica Park this Friday. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. That's awesome.
Who are you taking?
Probably my wife.
Yeah, don't tell her.
Say probably my wife. Probably. Say, I'm taking my lovely wife out for date night.
It's the safe move, right?
It is the safe move. It's a smart move, man. All right, hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you next. Hold on. Thanks for listening in the morning, too. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't say probably my wife. Probably my spouse.
Very bad. You have to say, I'm taking my lovely significant other for date night, and we're going to have a brilliant time.
Because she deserves it, because she's the best wife in the world.
There you go.
Jinkers. And you have to sound like one of the little rascals, apparently, when you say that. Jinkers. All right, 248-398-WCSX. If you just popped by this morning, Journey on the 30. It means every time on the 30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Every morning this week, tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders. Out at Comerica Park on Friday.
Oh, but it doesn't stop there.
No, it doesn't, Aaron.
We have a grand prize as well, Big Jim. It would be dinner for two at the Elwood, free parking at the Elwood the night of the show, and they're going to upgrade your seats. That's the grand prize.
Nothing wrong with that, man. It's going to be a busy Friday downtown as well. So, a couple things to touch on this morning. First of all, Friday was a really sad moment for a lot of people. The St. Clair, the Bob Lobo, the fire that we talked about it earlier with some folks. If you want to see... not only the fire itself to see what state the boat's in, but we were curious what Bablo Island looks like now. We found a couple videos some people had gone out there. We'll text you all that. If you want to check it out, of course, the keyword for that would be...
Bablo.
And then we started talking about this. And that is audio of Aaron jumping her house on her Harley in Mount Clemens. Actually, it's Travis Pastrana last night, but we were talking about he did three jumps.
He reenacted three classic jumps from Evel Knievel.
He did the one. He did the palace, Caesar's Palace, the fountain. He did the King's, King's Island in Cincinnati. That was the one with the cars. And then he did the buses one, which he reenacted the London one.
Yeah, there's the one at, okay, wait. There was one that was 143. 3 foot jump, 52 crushed cars, and then 192 feet over 16 Greyhound buses.
Yeah.
Then he jumped 149 feet to clear the fountains at Caesar's Palace.
So we were talking about this. We've had this discussion all morning. In life, you're either the Evel Knievel or you're Stuart Kleppe. Stuart Kleppe, when I was a kid, was the person who had to lay down, and we would jump him with our bicycles. You built the ramp like you did, plywood, cinder blocks, and then you jumped. You were Evel Knievel, right?
Dumb.
Well, we did it, though. That's what you did. Now, if you want to see the jumps, we'll text that to you as well. 248-398-9279. Of course, the keyword is...
Jump.
Where was the one from Ed? You had a text from Ed about being the bus?
He said, we used to try and jump this kid named Ronnie. We thought it'd be cool if we put lighter fluid on the tires, light it, and then jump. It never did work out well for Ronnie.
You did what? Wait a minute. They put
lighter fluid on the tires. It's pretty creative.
Here go flaming... I still like that you would jump your cousins with a big wheel.
We always had big wheel competitions for all sorts of horrible ideas.
A bike I could get, you could get enough speed. How could you ever get enough speed on a big wheel?
Hey, I had a Chips big wheel. It went fast.
She's got the head nod going on now. She's like, you want some of this?
It had a police siren, too.
So the police siren makes you go faster when you're jumping over the Stuart Kleppe, the poor kid is laying there.
When you hit the button, and it had a little...
Good Lord. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
We're good.
So were you Evel Knievel or were you the bus?
I was Evel Knievel, but I was always a fat kid. So one time I made a jump and my seat busted when I came down. And let's see. I was singing with the Sopranos.
We have that audio. Hold on. Let me get that audio, Dave. Hold on.
I'm Evel Knievel.
There it is.
There you go. No doubt about that one.
Oh, my God, dude.
But hey. I always tried. Like I said, I was the fat kid, but I always tried. I didn't want to be the bus.
Never. Nobody wanted to be the bus, man. All right, Dave. Have a good morning, brother.
You too, man. Thanks.
I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves? When you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves.
thought I'm closing in. Night moves.
Next, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Don't forget Journey on the 30 coming up at 9:30 this morning. Tickets for Journey, but not the only show in town.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy because I'm easy come, easy go.
So cool.
Little high, little
Femmes of Rock this Sunday at the Emerald Theater. It's more than a show, though. It's a great concert, but it's also a great fundraiser as well.
It is. It's for Turning Point Macomb. If you listen to the Women Who Rock podcast every week, I always have Cindy Shalter Salcido on from Turning Point. She's one of the first responders that deals with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Yeah. Well, they get all of their money through events. That is how they make their money. That is how they continue to get out there and help people. So it's a giant fundraiser. They're the Femmes of Rock. It's four amazing women who play violins, but they do classic rock tunes with pyrotech. I mean, it's amazing.
It's a huge show. This is really a big deal. It's a big deal, period, that they're coming here. But the fact they're coming here for such a great charity makes it even you got to go to this thing on Sunday.
Exactly. If you text the keyword rock to 248-398 WCSX, that's rock to 248-398-9279. We'll send all the details to your phone, how you can get your tickets and everything. But we want to give you some tickets.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Call number 30 for the Femmes of Rock at the Emerald Theater this Sunday.
31.
Why would I say?
Caller number 31.
I didn't say the caller number again?
No, you said 30 because we're doing Journey on the
30. Oh, so it's 31 for this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm making things difficult.
You are. You are. Oh, no, I forgot. I'm supposed to say we're a work couple. No, you're not. It's fine.
Oh, thank you.
It's fine. I like my steak well done.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. And don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll be back with Journey on the 30. We'll do that every hour, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, every morning this week as we head towards Friday with Def Leppard, Journey, and the Pretenders at Comerica Park. A busy weekend here in the Motor City. A lot going on.
There's so much happening.
You're going to need a nap.
I need one now.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's the back from vacation, the energy drain. I think a lot of people today are going to be kind of like, oh, don't play that slow song. You're going to get me. The elements for a perfect nap, according to a new survey. After a meal or exercising, in a dark, cool room, with a blanket and one pillow, longer than 20 minutes, and with a pet. Do you nap with a Tito?
Always.
You nap with a Tito. Okay.
Tito Santana is my napping buddy. When I get ready for my nap, he knows and he comes running down the hallway and I have to pick him up and put him in the bed so he can lay there like a human.
We should do this tomorrow because we'll have to get into this because they have an interesting part of this. Part of the survey, They asked people where they had fallen asleep and taken a nap. There's some pretty good ones. I know we've done this a while ago, but we should do this again tomorrow because it relates to this. In a drive-thru waiting for food, in their trunk, on a ski lift. How tired are you that you fall asleep on a ski lift?
Or drunk.
Okay, these are saying naps, though. These are not Cuervo-induced.
But why are they having the nap?
Right. Well, to your point, while riding a horse.
Yeah, you were drinking.
In a coal mine?
You were drinking.
Standing up on the subway?
You were drinking.
Here's the one I want to know about. In a barrel?
You were definitely drinking.
Yeah, well, you know what? That barrel is the kind of place I could just grab my cat for 20 minutes and a bike it and make a day out of it. Always look on. Why do I suddenly sound like Bill Cosby?
I don't know.
Come on, Ed, you want to take a nap with your...
No.
All right, Julie's
coming
in.
I don't want Jell-O or pudding pops either.
You see, my perfect nap is a little bit different. We should say hi to Ron Carey and the guys in the yard of Panetta's Landscape Supplies. I'm sure they're excited to be part of this break on Middle Belt and Westland. Jolene's coming in next. We're back tomorrow morning. We're going to go take a nap together.
No.
I'm going to get my sweater and bye.